on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Teachers unions have criticised the KZN Education Department for changes it's made to the midterm exam schedule. SATU says it's unfair that schools that scored below 85% in last year's matric exams have to write the common tests. The union says even high-performing schools are being pressured to write, despite the department calling it voluntary. A meeting on the issue is set for next Friday. The union has meanwhile suspended its Work to Rule campaign to allow exams and payments to continue with an amended timetable now in place. Meanwhile, NAPTOSA KZN's Tarona Mudli says some schools are having to catch up after delays by last week's protests.
However, there have been schools that did have backup papers and were able to continue with the examinations and the assessments. Others have to now follow the amended timetable and assessment program of the department in order to complete the assessments for the second term, as the assessment protocol of the department requires that the assessments be done in the term that the learners had learned the work. So this has to be done during this term.
A man accused of stealing minerals worth millions of rands in the KZN North Coast has been remanded in custody. Sidwell Mkacha appeared in the Gwambonambi Periodical Court yesterday. The 40-year-old was arrested in Gauteng on Friday. KZN SAP spokesperson Robert Nechiwunda says police began investigating him last year.
The night of 3 March 2024, members of Operation Vala Umgodi and Gwambonambi police officers responded to reports of a truck which was intercepted on Zeleni Road carrying over 800,000 rand worth of suspected stolen zircon from Richards Bay Minerals. The truck driver abandoned the truck and fled from the scene, but left his documents inside the truck, including identity documents and driver's license. After several tracking and tracing operations, the suspect was cornered and arrested at a residence in Jamestown.
He says Mkacha also allegedly delivered stolen RBM minerals to Isipingo worth over 24 million rand, which police recovered. Mkacha is due to appear in court again next week for a bail application. And abroad, Argentina's ex-president Cristina Kirchner has begun serving a six-year fraud sentence under house arrest. It's after a judge yesterday granted her a request to avoid prison in a case that dramatically ended her two-decade career. The 72-year-old was found guilty of fraudulent administration while being the president and has been banned from ever holding public office. She'll be allowed limited visits, mainly from family members, lawyers and doctors. And finally, KZN Arts and Culture MEC Mtomuhle Khawula says preparations for the upcoming Zulu Reed Dance will begin soon. Khawula was speaking to reporters at the newly built multi-million rand Enyokeni Cultural Precinct in Gwanongoma yesterday. The annual dance, known as Umkhosi Womhlanga, is scheduled to take place there. MEC Khawula said the precinct's amphitheatre will help the department reduce expenses for the upcoming event.
Honourable Mayor has saved me some money. Umhlanga is coming in September. Before the end of this week, I'm disarming you again. I'm going to be meeting His Majesty. His Majesty is going to give me the royal calendar. I'll present it to Cabinet next week. But I'm happy that come September, I'm not hiring the marquee for dignitaries anymore.
The top story, teachers unions have criticised the KZN Education Department for changes to the midterm exam schedule. SATU says it's unfair that schools that scored below 85% in last year's matric exams have to write common tests. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanye.